Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of Searching for San Antonio. This episode is recorded live as a part of San Antonio Startup Week. San Antonio Startup Week is a no-cost, multi-day conference that brings together over 2,000 Texas entrepreneurs, hustlers, and change makers. This year ran from October 11th through October 22nd and featured all kinds of wonderful people, including this podcast, from the San Antonio community. You can follow them at SA Startup Week on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I would also encourage listeners to subscribe to their YouTube channel, which is also where you can find the video of this live recorded podcast. So with that said, here is our live recorded podcast with Hustle and Socialize and guest co-host Erica Perez. Welcome into Searching for San Antonio, part of the San Antonio Podcast Network. This series explores the Alamo City by showcasing small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and some of the wonderful people that make San Antonio what it is. Join in as we search for the true meaning of being a San Antonian. Before we get started on another great episode of the podcast, I want to remind listeners to subscribe to the show wherever you listen. Additionally, be sure to follow and like the podcast on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and of course, Twitter at SA Pod Network. Now, this is not going to be your typical recording for those existing listeners. This is going to be a little different. This is the first time, the first ever live recording of Searching for San Antonio and first ever live recording for San Antonio Podcast Network. And also, I have Erica Perez joining me, so that's another reason why it's a different kind
of
interview. Additionally, I have Hustle and Socialize joining me. Hustle and Socialize is the premier and homegrown women's entrepreneur conference here in Texas, founded in 2018 by Christina Olivares and Michelle Vallejo. They were built by and for ambitious women of South Texas and throughout the Lone Star State. They bring together and empower women through conferences, summits, and workshops every year. Through continuing business education, opening doors to professional networks, and facilitating leadership training, they create a brave space for women to build credibility, skills, network, and confidence to thrive as business leaders. So with that said, we have both founders with us today. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Introduce yourselves for the podcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christina Olivares, one of the co-founders of Hustle and Socialize.
And I am Michelle Vallejo, co-founder of Hustle and Socialize, and also a social entrepreneur and community builder.
Yeah, Instagram strategist as well.
So we're kind of catching up. It's been about a half year since we did our original recording on the original SA Talk podcast. It's been about 8 months since we had our recording. Yeah. So kind of catch us up because there's been a lot going on.
Well, in June of 2021, we had our fourth annual conference. And this one was a mixture of still being virtual, but it was a little bit of a hybrid version as well, since Michelle and I were in person for this, kind of having a live recording through the hotel that we were at. And we brought together close to 60 women for a full conference, really, essentially, of 2.5 days of learning and growing. And it was absolutely phenomenal to continue our mission, even in a virtual landscaping.
Yeah, it was fantastic. What was amazing about this time that we did a virtual conference, because back in 2020, we also jumped into doing a virtual conference. It was about 2 months before putting on our live in-person annual conference when everything got shut down. Mm-hmm. And we made a decision really quickly that, you know, we had to keep bringing together the women in our community and to shine light on the work that's getting done, because even in a pandemic and even on a shutdown, that work doesn't stop. And what we did in 2022 was that we were able to bring in, excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. What we did in 2021 was that we brought 31 speakers together for practically the same experience that we've always been putting together in person. And in 2020, because it was such a quick turnaround, we weren't able to bring as many speakers, but this time it was actually like a mirror reflection virtually of what we would do in person, and that was amazing. It was such a learning experience, and I think that all the women that were involved just learned a lot going through that process.
Yeah, and it's completely different when you're organizing in person and you're organizing virtual. I mean, it is a flip the script type deal where now we're running tech, as you know, San Antonio Startup Week has also done as well, and making sure that that experience is still at the top of our game, because it's just us two in front of a camera screen. We can't see all of our attendees. So making sure our energy was still up, making sure that we still had surprises. We sent our swag boxes directly through mail so that our attendees would have little surprises sprinkled in. You know, we brought some speakers outside of San Antonio as well and throughout Texas. And we've actually increased our audience because of the virtual to where now we're not just focused in San Antonio, but now we're expanding our reach and going beyond San Antonio. So I feel, you know, even though we were virtual and even though we had those limitations, it still was so needed, and it actually expanded our mission. And so we're incredibly thankful that we not only just made the decision to continue to push forward, but that so many people were supporting us to push forward.
And you kind of mentioned the mission, and you know, I've been following y'all for a minute, especially Christina. You made an imprint on my timeline with Hustle and Socialize, and so speak about that mission, because I have an understanding. I definitely listened to the earlier episode, but since I wasn't actually there, maybe people who are listening to us for the first time, tell us about that.
Yeah, right. So our mission, and this is one that we just put together because every year it gets clear about what we're doing and why we're doing it. And so our mission is to empower Texas women to transform their mindsets to build their legacy.
Yeah, and what we're understanding too is it's not just business women that are coming to our conferences. It's women who are maybe in a 9-to-5 job that have these aspirations of quitting one day and creating their own business. Or it's even men. We're expanding a little bit more to those who are allies for women empowerment and those who want to see their women succeed, because I think what the pandemic really highlighted is the inequities with women. And you know, we were starting to notice throughout the 4 years of our conference, we're getting women of all ages, not just your, you know, the 25, of course, to 35, but we're seeing women who are in their 50s that are recognizing that they relate to this content. And in our previous event, we actually expanded the reach of an older audience, which we're really excited for. So we're really kind of seeing that it's not just business, but all legacies.
I love how you guys are versatile enough and dynamic enough to kind of accommodate the changing demographics that you guys are listening out for. I love that you guys are noticing these changes and you're meeting it there, and that speaks to how you guys are very, adaptable. And not just adaptable, but you're gonna cater to that. I also meant to ask y'all, tell us about the origin story. Because when I met you guys, there was a lot of energy, and I was like, I love these girls. And it's like, wait, how do they even know each other?
And not only that, but what I loved about originally hearing that story back in April was this idea didn't start in 2018. Sure, the business did. Sure, Hustle and Socialize did. But the idea started a long time ago.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
So, Christine, how about you go ahead and start talking about like what the seed was,
yeah,
and then how we've evolved and grown that since then.
So Michelle and I are best friends. We met in the fifth grade. So we've known each other for 20 years. And throughout our childhood, we are sisters. Like, I'm an only child, so Michelle was really my sister, and I would help her at her family's flea market. I would sell nachos and do all the things, and she kind of like planted that entrepreneurial seed in me that I never thought was possible. And throughout our college journey, Michelle sort of, after I got out of college, Michelle was the one who really kind of planted the seed of me becoming an entrepreneur with social media. So I started my social media company a couple of years before Hustle and Socialize. And there was a moment where I walked into a networking event And I just didn't see people that look like me. And I thought that that was very weird because we're in San Antonio. And I was just like, I got really frustrated and really angry. And it was a women's event, and I remember calling Michelle, and I just said, like, something needs to change, because I know that there are plenty of business women that are minority owned and black and brown businesses that are, they don't have a seat at the table. They don't have the opportunities, and we're hungry. Like, we are hungry for these opportunities. And I knew that instead of waiting for the invitation, I had to go create it. And so I called her, and I was very angry. And I was like, it had been sort of my long life goal to have a conference. And I thought it was going to be more of a social media conference, because that's all the work that I was doing in my first business. And it ended up being just evolving in a different way. And I want to hear, you know, like, what you thought from that.
My take. So, I was born into a family of entrepreneurs. My parents started a flea market on the border of South Texas 24 years ago. So since I was 7 years old, I was practicing entrepreneurship, and I had the mindset of an entrepreneur, to where if there is something missing or if there's an issue, you identify it, right? And then you figure out what you're gonna do to change that situation. And so, yeah, Christina, she jumped into the workforce right out of college with a degree, a novice in social media. Like, this girl has been on social media since she was, like, allowed to get on a computer.
True story.
And she was just so upset, constantly disappointed, disencouraged. And she would come to me, and we would have phone calls late into the hours of the night. She was so frustrated and crying about not being able to find a job, and constantly getting denied. And even people were not responding. The job force right now is going through a very tumultuous time. And back then, it was already really difficult coming out of university to find a job. And what my advice to Christina was, you're not going to find the job because it doesn't exist. So you need to create it. One of her greatest frustrations that she would repeat is that San Antonio is just not where it needs to be with social media. And I said, girl, get it there. You are the leader.
You what are you waiting for?
Yeah. Lead the way. And I think growing up at the Pulga is like, you have to be the leader no matter what. Like, so you got to go. And when it came to the conference, so I went to Columbia University. I lived in New York for 9 years. I'm back in South Texas, and now I own and run the flea market with my dad, along with a few other projects. And when she wanted to do that, we got onto talking about my experience organizing conferences.
Yeah.
And I was an executive administrator for a professional networking group of executive leaders from different diverse backgrounds, and they showed me how people could do business by building relationships, right? Like, that is the key.
Yeah, it really is.
And that was just it. Like, that was the answer. There was no looking, like, what is the magic thing? It's just meaningful connections,
okay,
right? And kind of like blending business and life into one. It's like, I don't believe in the work-life balance concept. I believe in alignment. It has to fit every part of your life. So we saw this need. Yeah. She was super frustrated. I was like, okay, I think I know what it needs to, what we need to do to get it going.
Right.
So we started talking about it, and we started planning it. And Christina and I have many years of experience communicating with each other, so that helped, right? So we were like, okay, we could feed off of each other, respect each other's weaknesses and strengths,
yeah.
And just like honor each other's ideas. And as we moved forward, originally, I was going to be a consultant, right? Mm-hmm. Originally, this was going to be a
social
business
media
idea for Christina, and I was like, yes, let's go, let's do this. But then as it evolved, the network and the people we were connecting with, it became life, right?
Yeah.
It became life for me too. And And it just kept growing, and now we can't stop.
And it was really funny because I was nominated for an award, and I went into the interview, and I was like, okay, how can I impress them so that I could win the award? And a woman was sitting in the panel, and she asked me a question about this conference. And mind you, nothing was on paper. Like, I completely, I really was like, yes, we're having a conference. And I didn't think that she was actually going to take me up on the offer. And immediately after I got done with the award panel, she emailed me and was like, I'm really intrigued by your conference, and I want to help. And her name is Margot Slauson, and she was with LitFun. And at that time, I was like, I called her and said, well, this conference has to happen because I already said it out loud and someone wants to help. And from there, it literally took life. And it, like Michelle said, it has not stopped.
Now, how did
and
you...
And will not stop.
And will not stop.
How did you come up with the name? Because, you know, when we had talked about it before, you know, we kind of talked about the two different words, right? Yeah. Hustle and socialize. And I think you two kind of fit into each of those, right? You're born into an entrepreneurial family, an entrepreneur situation, right? And you've mm-hmm. kind of grown as an entrepreneur from the get-go, really, right. with the Pulga, right?
Right.
And
definitely.
Then Christina, of course, you have SPG, right? Yeah. You're the social butterfly.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of just fit. Like, that's your alter ego, right?
It is. It's like Sasha Fierce.
Exactly. So was that just a natural fit, like the name?
The personas, like the identity piece came yeah. after.
Yeah.
Like we knew there was gonna be a social media component, and we knew that it had to incorporate more of a wheelhouse of all the things it takes to run a business, right? You can't just know about social media to be successful at running a business. So we were like, okay, what do we bring? There were a few other groups that were doing things, conferences that were bringing women together, and we were just throwing words on the wall, and then Hustle came out. We were like, oh, we like Hustle, okay, Hustle. And we were a little wary about Hustle because we were like, well, sometimes that could lead to burnout, you know? Like, sometimes the Hustle is not very positive, there's not very positive connotation based on people's experiences, right?
Right.
Association with that word.
A lot of people don't like that word.
It's probably not good at, like, the bar, but it's yeah. good right. when you're working right. hard day to day.
So we were like, okay, let's hold on to it. And we were just, like, talking about other words, and we, like, socialized. And then we just, it clicked.
It's
we said it out loud, it literally clicked. And the plus sign is just also a big part of the brand, and something that is really part of our visual representation is that plus sign, right? And after, really what is at the end of Hustle and Socialize is another plus sign.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it opens the community to more things that we need to do. And also, it invites more people to
be a part of this,
to the mission.
I love that you mentioned that last plus sign because it. I don't know why I'm so stuck on the fact that you guys are adaptable and evolving. And how do you guys keep that mindset? How do you keep yourselves open to new things and always looking for new things?
So I know, like, in the social media world, you have to be. It changes so quickly. So you have to be open-minded to, like, oh, okay, this changed, so now we need to adapt. But I think, too, it's just our lifestyle and our willingness to continue to push forward. We accredit it to our upbringing and our parents and our lifestyle. And, you know, I think I never used to be like that. So I really, if you would have met me maybe like when Michelle and I had just met each other or like in high school, I was not as ambitious as I am now. And I think it's because I actually moved out and I got to experience things. And I think life, you have to be adaptable. You can't just be stuck in your way. If you get stuck in your way, you know, you'll never grow. And that's one of our core values, is actually having a growth mindset. You know, if you want to be a part of Hustle and Socialize, you got to have that growth mindset because it's so important to your life and your business.
Well, and you kind of alluded to one of the words right there, that growth mindset. Michelle, you talked about community. You know, you've transformed over the years. You had to transform when everything went virtual,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
So those are the three core values. Talk about why are those your core values and what kind of goes into them? How are you kind of preaching that, if you will, to the attendees?
Right, okay, so our three core values is community, growth mindset, and transformation. And just this year, we started working with our interim board director who helped clarify those core values for us. And it's just so clear for us that that's how we've grown, right? That's how we exist now. So while Christine and I are most visible as like the drivers of the organization and the mission, it really would not be here today if it wasn't for all the other women who pour into Hustle and Socialize.
Yeah.
And like really, when we determined these words or our core values, it's like a checkbox. It's kind of like a rubric for us and a guide so that we know that the next steps we take fall in line with what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And being a mission-driven organization has been one of the greatest blessings as an organizer and as someone who has, you know, the responsibility and the privilege and the honor of being a co-organizer and a leader for this, is that it helps focus.
Yeah.
Right? It really helps focus. And if we keep practicing those things, the growth that we've seen is just exponential. So also when it comes to life, like Christina said, and going back to your question, Erica, about how we're able to keep adapting, is that Christina and I came to the table first with the issues we had. We're like, these are the problems, these are the hiccups, or these are the challenges we're facing as young business women in South Texas. We had a lot of issues dealing with men, right? And getting respected, right? Being valued for what we bring to the table and our experiences as people in business as well. And because that was the case when we were 24 and 25, which is when we started this, we're like, you know what? We need to figure out how to solve this problem for ourselves, right? So we started focusing on that, and that's how it built, and that's how we found other women who are also experiencing those things, and how we're able to create opportunity for that transformation, because we're doing it for ourselves. So we have to practice what we preach, because if not, it all falls apart, right? And what has happened is that we've grown a little bit since then, right?
Yeah.
We are now 30, and we're at a different place in our life. And as we move forward, we face new challenges. And we're able to gain perspective of what other women in our community are experiencing. And we're going to keep doing that. Like, as we keep facing new challenges, and as the women at our table bring to our awareness and bring to the awareness of our board and our team of issues that women are facing, we're going to rise to the challenge.
Yeah.
We're gonna face it. We're gonna adapt. We're gonna be inclusive. We're gonna practice everything we preach, because that's how we know how to live life.
Yeah.
Now, explain to the listeners and the viewers, of course, who is Hustle and Socialize for? Is it just for women? I think by listening, you can kind of assume that it's majority women, but is it just for women?
Yeah, so we definitely focus on those who identify as women. The content is geared towards, you know, women entrepreneurs, if you are entrepreneurial, but because of the expansion of our, you know, just going virtual and being able to expand our reach, we are seeing a lot more representation with men, you know, who want to be a part of this or want to uplift their women. And so it is like, when you come to Hustle and Socialize, of course the content is geared towards women, but if you are definitely someone who wants to experience it, it is for that as well.
Something that we are adamant about is that alignment between your work and your life. And sometimes we're like, the work is the hustle, and your life and all the fun stuff is the socialize, right? And our message is that the hustle includes your rest. It includes mental health practices. Yep. It includes making time for your family and prioritizing your family. We are very family oriented. Mm-hmm. Mexican American women born
on the border.
So it's deeply embedded in us that is vital to our life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think because we have been preaching this message for multiple years, and we keep bringing and building community around it, the men in the lives of those women have seen the impact that we've had in their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these women have now been able to start their own agencies. Some of them have hired their husbands.
Yeah.
Some of them have created a whole different lifestyle for their families, and I think that speaks to men. Yeah. I think right now in the workforce, those things that we put up front are not valued, right? You get 5 days of bereavement off when your child passes away in the corporate world.
Like,
that seems inhumane to me. And so because we were advocating for a better way of working, I think that speaks to men. And they've been invited, they've been asking us to come into the room. We, every time we host an event, people ask us, like, hey, is this for men too? We're like, yes. Come in.
And the reason I ask, and I kind of asked this similar question on the original recording, but you know, you're mainly speaking to women, but how can the men in the community, right? The men in your lives, the men in the community, men in the workplace, how can they help, right? What can they do? What change are we wanting to see?
Definitely, you know, be that supportive. So like, for example, my husband, he's got his 9-to-5 job, but he has been so supportive in my journey as being an entrepreneur, providing me and holding and providing that space for me to be so authentic. And, you know, he will come with me to some events and he'll help out. And it's something that it's so extraordinary, but advocating for women, you know, being able to bring on more leaders, especially black and brown women at the table, and making those decisions. And I think it's like so important, like Zach, you've been definitely an advocate for that as well. And so it's really important to see the change, because we're starting to see more women take those leadership roles. And I think what's so beautiful is that the men, whether it is in their corporate world or even at home, are stepping up and rising up to the occasion so that there's an equal playing field as well.
I think one thing also that men could do is to listen.
That can be a little hard sometimes, but we need to.
I understand. Like, even amongst friend groups, right? Sometimes a woman entrepreneur, someone who's building something that only they have a vision for, but maybe they're learning how to communicate better so others could see it, are siloed.
Yeah.
Right? Entrepreneurship and the business journey can get very lonely. And even among your girlfriends, you might end up in a situation where they don't understand you.
Yeah.
Right? But the men in our lives and the people who are committed to us, I think it's important that they have learned to be patient with us and have learned that we need a listening ear. Sometimes you're like just boggled down by all the things and it's kind of like a vacuum, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're operating in a vacuum. You're like, all these ideas, like what doesn't make sense? And it just feels good to be able to talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, I have a really close relationship with my dad because he's my business partner aside from my dad. And sometimes I just need to talk to him about hustle and socialize. I'm like, Dad, let me tell you what's going on. And he's like, okay. And he just knows now. Like, I just need that, and it helps me.
Yeah, and especially like during the pandemic, you know, we were isolated for so long, and there was like moments where, you know, I work out of coffee shops, but I was at home, and so I needed my husband to kind of hear me out, like, hey, this is what's going on. And for him to just be there and listen, whether or not I was crying or laughing or whatever, like, it shows that support, and I think that's so just beautiful to see.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing right here. Yeah. Like, I feel like we're being seen and we're being listened to, and I appreciate that so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, typically on Searching for San Antonio, I would ask, you know, what do you think it means to be a true San Antonian? And both of you ladies are from the RGV, yeah, right? And being that this is part of San Antonio Startup Week, I kind of want to go along with the theme of mm-hmm, you know, what the future holds for San Antonio. So what are your hopes, both of you, and Hustle and Socialize, for the future of San Antonio?
You know, I think it's just, I've been living here for 8 years, so almost a decade. And have lived downtown as well, but I just want definitely a thriving community for my future children, right? And being able to have, I think sometimes San Antonio, we're so focused on competing with other cities that we're not seeing the true diversity and the culture of being here and what San Antonio represents and who is being represented. And so I feel like, you know, for me, I would just love to see these more young people involved in the conversations and being able to have those mentorships and create something so valuable so that our future generations will have something that is going to be so beautiful to have and also bring them in the conversation as well.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Christine. I think what I would like to see for the future of San Antonio and the future of South Texas is for the ecosystem to honor itself a little bit more. And talking about legacies and talking about the age range of speakers that we are able to bring to the table. We haven't hit this yet, but we just had a summit, and maybe we could go into that a little bit in a few minutes. So the age range for our speakers was 62 to 24. Right? And we had them on stage asking them the same questions, asking them, what is the legacy that you want to build? And every woman had power, vision, and las ganas to answer proudly, right? And I want to see more of that. I want to see us honoring the generational knowledge and wealth that we have here. I want older folks, middle-aged folks, younger children, young adults to be working together. And I want that to be championed. I want that to be encouraged. I want all of us to rise up and invite people who we don't always talk to because they're like, oh, they're Gen Z or like, oh, boomers. It's like, no, come in. I need your knowledge, young and old and person who's my age too. And I think throughout Startup Week, I've been hearing that a lot. The opening conversation, Christian Reed Ogba really put a spotlight on it. It's like, we need to be working with the students at our universities more. And I told Christina this morning, we're gonna have to reach out to Trinity and we're gonna have to tell them like, hey, we're here. Right now, we're barely starting with conference planning, but we wanna talk to your students. We want them to know that there is an ecosystem, there is a community for them to jump into.
Yeah.
They don't need to leave. It's here. Opportunity's here, and we're here, so we're going to do this.
100%.
Well, speaking of that, the one-day summit, and you kind of already went into it a little bit, and you talked about legacy, right? And I love that, not only because of the conversation that was had, but also because that's the question that I ask on the podcast, right? And to speaking
alignment.
You know, about that, right? You know, what is that legacy that you want Hustle and Socialize to leave when it's all said and done?
I know for me, it's, you know, we had the ganas really to go for it. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of barriers. There was a lot of pushback. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say that putting on conferences is so easy because it's not. And especially when you're working with other people too that have like game in here, right? And I think one thing that I was remembering is my mom came to the summit, and of course my parents, like, it's hard for them to understand what I do as an entrepreneur. Like, my family has no idea what I do.
It's like, you're on social media.
Like, you tweet, right? Or you're on Facebook, right? And my friend came up to her and was like, you know, do you understand the work that your daughter is doing here in our city? And it's a question that I can't even fathom thinking about, these little sprinkles. And I think that's what I want Hustle and Socialize. You know, this was born because there was a need for it. There was nothing like this. And we're not trying to be other conferences. We're not trying to be, you know, whatever you see right now. We're just really trying to make sure that we're making a freaking difference.
Absolutely.
And bringing, you know, more women to the table. I know there was a stat, I think Dr. Lulu had said it, or Selena had said it, that by 2050, women are going to be the majority of taxpayers, like in IRS standards, or there was something about that.
Majority breadwinners
by IRS. And I think it just speaks so truly of like why we started this. And something that I would love to see more of is just like women go for it, like going for it. Because some people feel so scared. Some people feel like, oh, who am I to do this? And I think that Hustle and Socialize gives that platform to be like, yeah, who are you to do this? You can do this, you know? So yeah, that's what I see.
So for me, the legacy that I hope Hustle and Socialize leaves is a culture of a healthier way of doing business. So my mom, she's the one who made me an entrepreneur. She's the one who drilled in me the mindset of never giving up and just figuring it out as you go. And I never knew this thing about like asking for permission until I started seeing like things pop up like, you don't need permission to do this. And I was like, I never knew the concept of asking for permission. So like something also Selena said during her conversation was at the summit was, you don't need permission to serve your city.
Yeah. I don't live in San Antonio.
And you know, people give us a lot of flack for being transplants, for that reason.
But this is my home. South Texas is my home. Texas is my home. The people who I care about are here. I grew up coming to San Antonio. That never crossed my mind, like permission. So I hope that Hustle and Socialize is an example and is that, leaves that mark to where it changes the culture. And this thing of concept of needing permission or needing to ask if you can do something or feeling ready.
Yeah.
You know, I want that to go away. And when I say a healthier way of doing business and tying it back to my mom, she lived with multiple sclerosis since I was 4. So I only knew my mom sick pretty much up until I was 19 when she passed away. And she was a business leader. I called her like the Puglia Queen because she drove that business. She created the systems and the processes that we still use to this day because I was like, they're flawless. Don't break it until you're having some issues, but we have never had issues with it. So it's that example that I want Hustle and Socialize to leave.
Yeah.
yeah, and I think, I mean, for me, it has changed my life. It granted me access and the opportunity to go to New York, to come back home and have this legacy that I get to continue that my mom and dad started. And even before that, right, because my grandparents decided to immigrate from Mexico, and it goes way back, right? It goes way back. And just have a space to where that's the reality.
Yeah. It almost sounds like your legacy is bravery and courage. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm hearing you listen and, you know, talk about your mom, and I'm hearing you talk about just wanting to establish yourself and not being afraid. And it does resonate a lot with me because I'm not from the Valley, but I'm from El Paso, and it's the same kind of thing where it's like, fight. And that's it. And you shouldn't have to be able to question whether you can or can't fight. And I love it. I mean, that's why I've been following you guys for as long as I have. So, yeah, just wanted to make sure I said that.
Yeah, and Hustle and Socialize is obviously at the forefront of that fight, right? And making that change in South Texas and San Antonio and just Texas in general. But as we wrap up this interview, you know, I don't want to gloss over or overlook the fact that this past week you did announce the dates,
yes,
right, of next year's conference.
Woo!
Right? So talk about those dates.
Yeah.
And definitely plug in, where can the listeners, any new listeners, any new viewers of this, you know, where can they find both of you ladies?
Yeah, of course. So our dates are June 23rd through June 25th of 22. We're back in person. There might be a little bit of a virtual component as well, but we are back in person. And our theme for this year, for 22, is building your legacy. So we're keeping that conversation going. And you can follow us, stay up to date by going to our Instagram at Hustle and Socialize. And then, of course, we have our newsletter where that's where we give all of the surprises of when tickets go on sale. So you could go to our website and stay tuned, because even though our conference is in June, we're going to be having events kind of leading up for opportunities for people to get involved.
Yeah, so something that Hustle and Socialize does is we create our ecosystem of ourselves. So anyone who is interested in being a speaker, a sponsor, an attendee, a partner, we're going to start organizing. Actually, we've already started organizing for our 2022 conference, and that's what we'll be doing throughout the end of the year.
Yeah.
So like, reach out to us. We're going to do some outreach ourselves, and that's where we're at right now. So
yeah.
We're inviting everyone to jump on board.
Yeah.
And
the
train's
going fast.
On the Hustle and Socialize train.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting.
So where can they follow individual social profiles?
So you could find me, Alton Princess, on Instagram and Twitter, and also Facebook, Michelle Vallejo, and on LinkedIn.
I'm on Instagram at The Social Butterfly Gal, and on Twitter, I'm Christina SBG.
Perfect. Well, listeners, viewers, that is going to wrap up another great episode of Searching for San Antonio. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the podcast, again, on your preferred podcasting platform. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I'll also ask that you leave a rate and review. That always helps, as you know, Erica, right?
Yes. If you want to keep me motivated.
If you want to keep up with the show and our other talk show series, SA Talk, please give a follow, like I mentioned earlier, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at SA Pod Network. That's SA as in San Antonio, Pod as in podcast. Network. If you're an existing listener or want to support the show, you can also visit the link in bio, click support monthly. We would really appreciate that. Thanks again for listening, and viva San Antonio. That's going to wrap up the live recording with Hustle and Socialize as a part of San Antonio Startup Week. I had a lot of fun recording this together with guest co-host Erica Perez. It was definitely uncharted territory for, I think, both of us. I don't record in person very much like Erica does for her podcast, but to record in person while live streaming on YouTube with people in the audience as well, that was really something, especially because we were sitting holding handheld microphones instead of our usual podcast microphones that we have in front of us, usually on a table with us sitting around like a normal podcast setting. Instead, this was more like a panel. If you actually watch the video, I would definitely encourage you to do so. You can see us. We're sitting in chairs, the four of us, side by side. Definitely not the podcast recording setting that I'm used to. But I did want to say thank you again to Christina and Michelle from Hustle and Socialize for being a part of this great live recording. It was so awesome to have them on again. And I appreciate my guest co-host, Erica Perez, as well. I also want to give a huge shout out to Tu Nguyen and Dax Moreno for inviting me to participate in Startup Week. It really did mean a lot, and I'm glad they thought of me in the podcast when they were planning out their schedule. I know that was very unexpected for myself, but it was so cool to participate in Startup Week. Listeners, if you want to watch the live recording, and you really should, you can do so on their YouTube channel. Be sure to look up San Antonio Startup Week on YouTube, subscribe, and you can watch Day 6. The title of it should say San Antonio Startup Week Day 6. It was recorded live on October 18th, if that helps you at all. Keep in mind that they live record the entire day, so you're going to have to skip ahead and find the interview at the 3:31:55 mark. So that's the 3-hour, 31-minute, and 55-second mark. Just fast forward to that mark and you'll find the episode, and I really hope you enjoy it. Thanks again for tuning into this bonus episode, and viva San Antonio.